Drive your destiny. Create a vision for your life, build better habits, and unlock your inner greatness. Knowing our personal mission further enhances the flow of mysterious coincidences as we are guided towards our destinies. First, we have a question, and then dreams, daydreams, and intuitions lead us towards the answers which are synchronistically provided by the wisdom of another person. James Redfield, best-selling author of The Celestine Prophecy. Introduction. Drive your destiny. Do you feel dissatisfied with your current path in life? Does your destiny seem like some mundane existence governed by circumstances beyond your control? Do you want to be the master of your own path in life, but you're not sure where to start? If so, Drive Your Destiny is your blueprint to discovering the best of who you are and what you have to offer. This book will teach you the keys to discovering the inner greatness within you. You will learn to take charge and direct your actions to work for you instead of against you. As we will see, neither the circumstances nor the external conditions decide your fate. You do. The force that changed the course of my life. In March of 1997, I made a decision that would change the course of my life. It was a choice unlike any I had ever made before. I decided to alter the course of events controlling my destiny. How had I arrived at that change? My life had hit a wall. I was single again, sick of my job, and not very good at it anyway, and each day seemed to melt into the next without any real purpose. I was drifting. Within me, something struggled to break free. I wanted more out of life than just punching in, filling in a time card, and working toward what everyone else called a future. Until that moment, I had been playing the victim. The victim of circumstances, of limitations, of a life at the mercy of decisions made by others. One day, I revolted. I said, no more. I decided I could shift the course of my life. I hated knowing that I had a dream once, and now the dream was as far away as the moon. I was desperate. Worse than that, I learned what one form of suffering really meant, to be living a life completely empty of meaning. To have no purpose other than going to work, paying bills, and complaining to my friends about the unfairness of it all. I realized in that moment it was up to me to take charge and steer my path toward the future I really wanted. So I committed to doing whatever it took to live in a different way. I decided I would no longer drift through life and instead take charge of my destiny. I wanted to create the path instead of falling into the river of life and letting the current take me. My life shifted from a menial existence to a destiny I began creating. For the next year, I worked hard to shift my mindset, change my limiting beliefs, and focus on my dream of traveling, writing, and not just being someplace else, but becoming something new. Was I afraid? Yes. Did I think I would fail? Many times I was filled with uncertainty. I didn't know what the world had in store for me. I doubted I was doing the right thing. But what scared me more was the idea of waking up someday and realizing that I never did anything to gain control over my fears. Taking action didn't scare me. It was the possibility of not taking action and living with regret that caused me anxiety. I didn't want my destiny to be dictated by a paycheck or a job I didn't enjoy. So, despite the fear I had in deciding to change everything, I set out to create a master plan. Overcoming fear isn't just about doing what scares you, but having the courage to say no to the things you no longer want. In the months that I prepared myself for my journey, I had several relationship opportunities, job offers that paid well, and the promise of stability and financial security. But none of that appealed to me. I was being driven by something else that, until years later, I could only describe as a call to destiny. I wanted to experience as much of this life as I could, and the only way to do that was begin making different decisions. This resulted in a different course of action. For the first time in my life, I made choices that I wasn't afraid of. Self-doubt no longer held me back, and I made a decision that it never would again. At the end